I want to just read a wee bit from the book of Numbers. You'll recognize this because this is very often how David, him down there, ends the morning service. And he says, I'll read one here. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord look with favour on you and give you peace. Now we hear it. He doesn't do it every week, but he does it fairly frequently. But do you know what he's actually blessing you with? He's blessing you with God's protection, his presence, his grace, his favour, and his peace. And the nice thing about that is if you read the verses before that blessing, this is, the Lord spoke to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, that was the other priests, this is how you're to bless the Israelites. And at the end of it, it says, in this way, you will pronounce my name over the Israelites and I will bless them. What's nice about that, folks, is this is not David's idea. This is not Moses' idea. This is God's idea. And that's how he wants to bless us, with all of that, with his protection, his presence, his grace and his favour, and his peace. Nearly finished. See my notes? Yeah, I scribble. You know how that, I had a family wedding on Friday, so I did all this before Friday. And when I looked at it, when I got back for the wedding yesterday, I couldn't understand it, so I did it. did I really write all that? I did, but I'll need to go back on my computer and change my notes. Yeah, that was just a wee aside. But this is what God wants for you folks. And when that blessing is pronounced over you at the end of a service, pay attention and in faith receive it. In faith receive it. Now, at the front of your bulletin, if you've got one, you'll see there's a memory verse that I picked for you this morning. And it comes from Colossians chapter 3. And it's what verse is it? I've not got it there. 3:15. This is what your verse says. And let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule your hearts and be thankful. Folks, memorize that. But what I want you to, I'm suggesting you do it. I'm going to read that whole block to you, and then I'm going to ask you to do something. And it's up to you whether you do it or not. Starting at verse 12, it says, therefore, as God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a grievance against another. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also to forgive. Above all, put on love, which is a perfect bond of unity. And let the peace of Christ, to which you were also called in one body, rule in your hearts and be thankful. Let the word of God, the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another through psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing to God with gratitude in your heart. And whatever you do, in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Now, I don't expect you to call that in. So what I'm suggesting is that, see this afternoon, switch the telly off. Have your lunch first. Switch the telly off and spend 10 minutes reading that and meditate on it and see if God speaks to you through it. Because see if we can get our head just into that wee bit of portion and that can apply all that to our lives. Well, we are a wonderful bunch of people anyway, but we'll be even more wonderful if you can believe that. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the report of what Jesus did while he was here on earth. And we are thankful that there were good outcomes to both of those reports. Father, we pray that for ourselves. We pray, Father, you'd help us to have a good ending in whatever we're going through at the moment that's not very nice. Bless us all, we pray, with a real touch. May we touch you with this prayer. May you touch us with your healing. So we thank you. We thank you especially for the Lord Jesus and for one another. Amen.